This is KUT. This week, Capital Metro is presenting the latest findings from Connections 2025. That's the effort to revamp Austin's public transit system. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The new report looks at how Capital Metro services fit in with changing demographics. The Connections 2025 study shows that while Austin's transit ridership is higher than cities like Dallas and San Antonio, it's still declining. Todd Hemmingson is Cap Metro's Vice President of Strategic Planning and Development.
One of the key things we wanted to emphasize or put a focus on was that our ridership is not keeping pace with population, and we want to address that as, you know, effectively as we can.
Cap Metro's operating costs also continue to grow. Hemmingson thinks the drop in ridership ties into the city's overall affordability.
We're seeing significant portions of the community that had traditionally been bus riders and lived relatively close in many cases can't afford to do that anymore, and so they're moving out to parts of Greater Austin where, in many cases, unfortunately, it's even outside of where Capital Metro offers service.
Cap Metro conducts a major transit study every 5 years or so. A 2010 study led to the rollout of Metro Rapid. It offers faster bus service in exchange for a higher fare. But Hemmingson says it hasn't worked out as imagined.
We've seen some of our riders that have been using those routes in the same corridors for many years were reluctant to pay the premium, and they would just wait for the local service instead.
At this point, Cap Metro is working to identify needed improvements before developing a more detailed transit plan. But some changes could be implemented sooner. John Laycock is with Aura, a grassroots group which advocates for transportation and land use improvements. Aura released its own transit study this week, which calls for a mobility bond on the November ballot. Laycock says it would provide the needed funding to build sidewalks and add more protected bike lanes.
It's less about a single line or a single piece of infrastructure that will save all the city's problems than making the city as a whole ready to start embracing multimodal travel and people getting out of their cars on their feet or in a bus.
Cap Metro is inviting the public to weigh in on its findings at a series of open houses this week, including one tonight at 5 at the Pleasant Hill Branch Library on William Cannon Drive. The Board of Directors is expected to adopt a final transit plan late this year. Saida Hassan, KUT News.